Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We've added to our lineup of lively, thought-provoking shows. Be sure to check out The Amethyst Oracle, Divination with a Queer Twist, featuring Firefly Willow's LIVE favorite, Heisey Lutmers, and his co-host, Charlie Harrington, on the second Tuesday evening each month. More than just a call-in show, Heisey and Charlie will bring a new and unusual perspective to the power and capacities of the Tarot. Also join us for A Shamanic Life, hosted by John Carosella. On the first and third Tuesdays each month at 8 p.m., John will bring together leaders and explorers in neo-shamanism. Practical and practiced, his guests are not just doing shamanism, they're living it. And don't miss What's Your Prescription for Balance with Mildred Lynn McDonald and her co-host, Dr. Glenna Calder, the first Thursday evening of each month. They'll inspire you with the leading trends and best practices of holistic living, alternative medicine, and life coaching. This vibrant duo and their amazing guests will help you energize and balance your life from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. We're excited. Give us a listen as we continue to create new and entertaining ways for you to shine your inner light. Join us at Firefly Willows LIVE Presents for these new shows and our original Sunday morning Firefly Willows LIVE anchor shows. Firefly Willows LIVE Presents Healing Conversations.
This is your host, Mildred Lynn McDonald, and you're listening to Healing Conversations live from Los Altos, California. We hope that you're enjoying the show today. In a few minutes, we'll be off to Northern California to connect with Caressa DeRosa for a fascinating tour of the inner world. As shared earlier, Caressa is a natural-born psychic who uses her intuitive gifts to help people remember who they really are through the sacred language of truth and humor, metaphors and images, auras and chakras, past lives and future self. She'll also be sharing what it's like to walk through this world with her intuitive gifts and how she receives her inspiration and impression. Caressa is also making herself available to our listeners, so if you'd like a live reading, please call our studio at 646-716-5510, and we'll do our best to make sure we answer as many requests as possible. So get in the line early. And now, let's welcome the fun and talented Caressa DeRosa. Caressa,
yes.
You're there.
I am. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And what is the weather like?
It's absolutely gorgeous in Sebastopol.
And today I wanted to share, we have many, many people in our studio who would love to talk to you. I'm watching the switchboard light up as we speak.
Oh, that's great. So am I. I'm lit up.
Yes, exactly. And I want to thank all of our listeners and the people who have called in to speak to Caressa. We're going to do our very best today to make sure that we hear from everybody. So what I'd like to suggest is when we contact you in the studio, if you'd be kind enough to share just your first name and where you're calling in from, and then we'll be able to share Caressa's wonderful gift with as many people as we can today. How does that sound, Caressa?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
And I just want to thank everyone ahead of time as well. We will try to get to you.
Yes, exactly. So before we move into all of the people waiting in line, we do have an opportunity to share with our listeners a little bit about what it's like to operate in this world as an intuitive. So what I'd love to ask you is, and this is a question that people often ask me, how does your intuitive gift work?
The main reason for my being a professional psychic and doing the work that I do is to connect myself and others to their dreams and life purposes and greater give them greater meaning in their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I know in life there's so many twists and turns. How we relate to those experiences, I believe, is where we have access to personal power and create who we are. In saying that, I'm very clairvoyant, and I'm clairvoyant, so I have clear seeing abilities. Often it's 360-degree panoramic. If I were watching a movie, about who you are. So I see myself in the honored position of being a sacred translator, looking at your soul and giving interpretation to the metaphors and the images and the snapshots that I see dancing around in your chakra or aura field.
And how long have you been providing intuitive guidance?
I began in my early 20s. Friends would come to me when I was studying at the university and ask for readings, ask for advice, ask for guidance. And I also had experiences of people who, through the grapevine, coming to me and using me for metaphysical projects or experiments.
Okay.
And
okay.
One of my favorite stories, and I'm still very good friends with Peter, is that a stranger came to me, and his name was Peter, and he wanted to do an experiment with me because he'd heard a rumor that I was psychic. And so he did this experiment, and he disappeared. I didn't see him for another 10 years, and I went with a friend to Guaymas Restaurant in Tiburon, and she said, "That man keeps staring at you." And he was right behind me, and I turned around, and we recognized each other, and I said, "Wow, I finally have the opportunity to ask you the question, Peter. What were the results of the test?" And he said, "You're very psychic." So, one of the other things I do is I ask for symbols. So right away, I'm looking into you as a soul, which psychic actually means as of soul. And so everyone is psychic. We just have different degrees. I operate also with the other three clairs of being able to have clear hearing, I listen to spirit, clear knowing, cognizance, and clear sentience, clear feeling, which I'm an empath. And I actually use that tool a bit. So when I'm speaking to someone in session or at a party sometimes, right, when people say, "Oh, you're a psychic, can you answer this question?" I feel a little bit of what they're going through, and I'll ask my guides to just give me a little bit of that feeling very temporarily so that I feel very connected to, oh, they're experiencing some digestion issues. I'll have maybe a stomach ache for a minute, and then I'll let it go and release it and trust that also it's a ripple in the pond, that it will also occur for them, and it's healing goes both ways, that they too will receive a healing from this. And it gives me the information, for instance, that they're working on third chakra, which is in the solar plexus, and then I'll be using my clairvoyance to tune in and asking my guides to help me with symbols. And I use traditional symbols such as a key or a circle for wholeness. And then I use untraditional ones, which are always fun. I just ask for a symbol. It might be an onion, which is, you know, the unpeeling. And as you're unpeeling to the core issues, you're crying and you're laughing and all of that.
I have more questions to ask, but I'd like to invite our caller at 707-566, that area code. We're going to bring them live in a second. And as I said to our callers, if you can't be kind enough just to give Caressa your name and your location. So hold on 1 second. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, would you like to speak with Caressa?
Yes, I would.
You would, and if you could just share your first name and your location, that would be wonderful.
Yes, my name is Susan, and I'm located in Santa Rosa.
Okay, and Susan, do you have one question for Caressa?
Yes, I do. I'm ready in my life to find a wonderful man. I'm wondering if she sees anything around that coming in the near future. I'm making a trip to Switzerland, and I'm wondering if possibly he might be there, or just what she sees around that.
Okay, Chris, I'll hand the ball over to you.
Yes. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Caressa.
How are you?
Oh,
I'm excited for you going to Switzerland. That is amazing. How long will you be there?
About 2 weeks.
Oh, that's great. So the lights are green.
Whoa.
The first image that I'm seeing is the lights are green. It's you are on your spiritual path. So all of the things that you are doing currently are assisting you and helping you to bring in your soulmate. And some of what's happening is you're showing me how you're taking care of yourself more. It's an image of as if you were wrapping yourself after in a spa treatment with towels and interesting image of self-care. And from that vibration of self-care, you will be attracting someone who honors the goddess within yourself. And that sounds like a great affirmation for you to be saying to yourself, I am attracting a soulmate that honors the goddess within me. So the vibration you have for attracting a mate is very, very high, and you are releasing. There's still, I would, you know, in looking at release of energies of past relationships, there's still some healing to be done, and this healing can be done, and I want to validate you. You can do that healing with a partner. You don't have to wait until you're completely, what's the word, completely cleansed of any of the other emotions that you've had, guilt, yes, coming up with those relationships, because love heals. And especially when we're in relationship, it's a time and place where we can heal even at a quicker pace if we'd like.
So Susan, from Santa Rosa, how do you feel about your guidance?
I feel fantastic. That was excellent. Thank you so much. I feel so much better, and great information, and that's fantastic. That's the best news I've heard in a long time.
Thank you. Well, you're welcome, and have a wonderful trip.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Now, Carissa, we're going to bring in one other caller, and here we go. The caller who is at 707-206. Hello, this is Mildred McDonald. Are you calling in for Carissa?
I am. This is Marjorie, and I'm calling from Santa Rosa.
Marjorie, well, thank you for your call, and I am going to hand you right over to Carissa.
Hi, Marjorie. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good.
Well, my Nellie, my dog, she's been losing her piece of her back legs to myelopathy, and I think she's getting kind of close to transitioning. So what she would like us to do, and whether, you know, kind of how we'll know it's time, and whether she'd like Marcus to be present.
Yes. Yes, yes. You're a wonderful mother to your pet, and I know there are many pet lovers out there, and we know how important our animal friends are to us. They're, of course, part of the family. They encourage us. They give us unconditional love. So Nellie is transitioning, going in and out of her body quite a bit. Now, also that helps her with pain. Leaving the body helps us to be able to still remain in the body and move around and do things without experiencing as much pain. As humans, we do it as well. And when we experience trauma, I just want to interject that this little piece of information about trauma. When one experiences trauma, we leave the body, and then we need to knit back who we are into the body from that trauma. Trauma, which is a little bit different than what's going on with your dog, I'm going to speak to a little bit later, I hope, in the program. The second layer and second chakra of Nellie is tied into some of the pain, and it has correlation to the things that you have been going through as you take your next steps in your life. And the steps are what you're showing me in your legs, and you're going forward. There's that feeling of sometimes we're on a treadmill and we're running, and we wonder if anything, you know, we know we're not going anywhere because we're on a treadmill, but is it working? And you're asking those questions of in your life, in your career, of stepping out more, and your body is showing you to slow down, and you're doing a great job in that. So moving forward, you're working more with the etheric realm, Marjorie, and that is really helping you to ground. And the etheric realm is the place where it's kind of the intangible. It's between us and the astral, our dreams. In that realm, which is very close to the physical body, we can organize ourselves in ways in which we to help our physical body. We can have experiences in the etheric realm that we can't have in the body, and then bring it into a cellular level. It's amazing. So that being said, you are working more from putting the message and intention out and having to do less in the physical body. So that's my message, is both of you, Nelly is transitioning and in a future life for Nelly is going to be a male dog. As she's transitioning, she is going into that etheric realm as well and beginning to create next life. And you are in this lifetime creating your next chapter. So there's a parallel between the two of you. And she's assisting you on your path as a healer, having brought you so much love.
Mm-hmm.
When she does pass, I see everyone there in celebration of her life, and that you can be the door opening in your fourth chakra to having another level of compassion and gratitude and service to others to be opened.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What a beautiful reading, my heavens.
Often think of things as two of inspiration and desperation. I've been playing with this theme of creating from inspiration. And in creating an inspiration, I need to let go of a lot of things. Inspiration is a slice of heaven, and you said the word heavenly. And when our beloved pets do bring us a slice of heaven.
Well, that's true. We are so connected, and I don't think there's any mistake that my I've had knee surgery and all of that, and that's been going on. I've been limping as Nellie's been limping, and
Excellent, Marjorie. So thank you for calling in. So this is Marjorie from Santa Rosa, and you were asking about Nellie, and Caressa gave you some beautiful guidance. You have a good day in Santa Rosa today, Marjorie.
Thanks so much. Thank you for letting me be on the program.
Chris, I'm going to bring on one other person, and then I have a few questions to ask you. How does that sound?
Wonderful. And I just want to thank you so much, Mildred, that I kept thinking about healing conversations and how beautiful that is. And if we set the intention in our daily life to have healing conversations as we go throughout sometimes the mundane things in the mundane world, that little miracles can occur. So the connections that we make with people, and it was said before in the program today about the connections with people, then everyone has a story. And if you walk in the world with the intention of creating magic and miracles with an open heart, I'm amazed of how many people approach me and just tell me their life stories. It's such a beautiful gift.
I'm going to invite our listener 805-564 to talk to Caressa. So hold on 1 second while I bring you online. Hello there.
Hi.
You would like to speak to Caressa, I bet.
I would, very much.
Okay. And if you could share your name and where you're from.
My name's Maureen, and I'm from Santa Barbara, California. Well, my question to you is, I wonder if you have any information about what is going on, having a lot of changes and shifts, which I feel are positive, in my pelvic sacral area of my body. And I'm wondering what emotional issues they're connected to, or the situation is connected to, and if it has anything to do with what's going on in my life right now.
All righty. Well, Maureen, welcome, and I see in your third chakra, which is at the solar plexus, a high degree of cleansing, that you are showing me the image of spring cleaning and letting go as well. You're showing me a symbol of a stapler, and so I'm asking what that means, and something about, this is it, your ability to you're trying to organize your life in such a way that's not working for you. I'm looking at energies that are working for you and what is working for you and what is not working for you. So this is something that you've adopted that's not a tool that's working well for you. And it also is creating, you're showing me now, throwing out the stapler idea that you've been operating in a more linear fashion and your nature is more circular. So it's time to set down certain things that you have done. That's exactly what you're showing me. It's like putting down certain things, thinking in new ways. And they're actually more your organic ways of creating. So when I look at what's working for you, there's the fifth chakra. You have an amazing ability to communicate. So I see strong managerial abilities, and yet you're wanting to have more personal communication, you're showing me, that it would be better for you to have, these are pictures you're showing me. You're showing me that you would like to be having more heartful and meaningful interactions with people and that it would be a beautiful thing to be doing it in your work.
Wow. Okay.
So there's a grief that I want to address because you are releasing this grief. And one of the things that I'm seeing in your is a comparison. Your comparison is an interesting thing. It helps us discern. However, sometimes it puts us in competition with ourselves. Mm-hmm. So letting go of trying to do anything or be anything like anyone else, there's only one of you, celebrate you, and just notice when your mind, so it's the next step for you, just notice when your mind begins to flip-flop. And we do learn from others, and others are our role models. However, we want to bring the attention back to ourselves and empower ourselves. Another next step for you, really powerful, is when I am exploring in my inner world over many years, when I want access to the most power, I go to my inner child. And my inner child, and I've seen it in most people, lives in the fourth chakra. And in the fourth chakra, there's love and there's fear. It can become dualistic. And so first, you're showing me, oh, gleeful, joyful, I'm a child. Accessing that inner child is going to give you a lot of information about your next steps and how to be more in play instead of work mode. Yeah.
Okay, wow, that's a lot. Great.
Yes.
An awful lot to think about. That was like a lot of stuff. That's great.
So how do you feel after that guidance?
I feel kind of sad.
Okay.
I think I just connected to the grief when you said the word grief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just passing through. So I just have like a little bit of a feeling of that. But mostly what I related to is the, you know, when you said the fifth chakra comes up, communication and managerial, I feel like that's been my problem is that my strengths aren't what I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had like this conflict. And so it is true that I want a more heartfelt, personal connection, but I also want to play. So I haven't quite figured out how to make those two be together.
Well, good luck in that, and certainly you can follow through and we can work together on that. I would like that
Great.
Very much.
Great. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it, your call.
Thank you so
Have
much.
A good,
thanks
Bye. So much You're for welcome. Your honesty, too.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now. From your experience speaking with clients, what are the three most common questions that you get? What are people most interested in?
Communication with loved ones that have gone beyond, as well as soulmate questions, whether mm-hmm. one is attracting a soulmate. And I always like to put it in positive frameworks of when someone wants something to say, I am creating a soulmate coming to me, or I am creating my new home. So three things occur with that. You know, we put it in present time and draw it to us. We create the vibration of it's already occurring. Also that We visualize it, and by visualization, it's able to manifest more quickly. And we're activating, which is, that's really important, activating what we want. So I help people with those kinds of questions of bridging into their current reality, into future self. And then I've actually helped people with psychic trance work of accessing future self and taking the steps backwards to see exactly how did they get there. Many questions are attracting soulmate, attracting a new home, attracting a great job, and then how do I get there?
This is absolutely fascinating. I wanted to let our caller 707-489 know that they're next. And then what my pressing question is, as I'm listening to you, and I feel I'm speaking for our listening audience, how do you manage all of this stimulation or energy or messages, information that's coming in that your normal average person may or may not have access to? Carissa, who do you need to be to manage this?
Well, I meditate. I've meditated since I was a child, actually. I just didn't call it meditation. I learned Buddhist meditation when I was 17, and I studied with Trungpa Rinpoche when I was 18. And the one word that from all of that tradition I walked away with is practice. And I realize everything is a practice. I don't get as stuck into perfection. And that's one way I manage my world. And there was a time in my life where I was very, perfection meant a lot to me, and I was trying to be perfect and got tied into image of myself. And it was a very trying time. Now it's like, wow, I just try to be present in every moment and realize that this is a practice. And just like all good things we want in life, it takes practice to make it easy. So it's just becoming easier and easier as I go along. And meditation is so important because then I'm allowing myself to just be in the point of stillness in the mind. And this is important. Stillness in the mind in order to not merge with that which is the object or the object of attention or subject or the person in front of me. And that doesn't, I still have compassion. I just want to have separate boundaries so that I'm more able to help them clearly.
Okay, so to me it sounds like meditation helps you keep your filter clean.
Absolutely.
So when you're showing up in an objective, although compassionate and kind way, and that's the best way that you can serve whomever's in front of you. Carissa, I'm going to bring in 707-489 and welcome them to the show. So hold on one second here. Hello there.
Hello, this is Lori.
Lori, and where are you from?
I'm in Cloverdale, California. I have kind of two questions, if it's okay. And the first question has to do with a new career path that really feels like, you know, it's a very service-related career. I recently retired from a job that I was in for 24 years that was very unfulfilling. So this new career path, I mean, it's moving very slowly, but it really feels like I'm on the right path. And I know that you're all about, you know, people, you know, finding their, you know, source, you know, in life, what you're supposed to be doing. And so I wanted to ask about, you know, what you may see around that. Am I blocking it somehow? Or is it just going to move slowly and I should just be patient and wait? And then, of course, the second question is, I'm creating this soulmate, and he's coming to me, but I have a question about the timing. It's like, will it be sometime this year, next year?
Right. Well, great questions, Lori. And sometimes I look at colors to help with discerning the vibrations of what's happening. You're showing me some blues. It's a peaceful day. You're sailing on your small yacht. And the information that I heard was, this is a time of rest for you. And
okay.
In rest, allow yourself the time. Things will come to you in a timely fashion when, being redundant, when it's time, because the phase that you're going through is a lot of integration from your original blueprint coming and being born, which was programmed out through the stress of the job that you had done for so long. And simply, it's always there. It's dormant. So you're very grounded right now and at peace. And from that is a great platform, creating from inspiration. And you have shelter, you have food, you don't need to be creating from desperation. I don't actually have any judgment about creating from desperation. We all need food and shelter, and I've done plenty of creating from many of my chakras. The first chakra is how I look at desperation, being survival and what our true body needs are. You, though, are in dream realm, the lizard on the rock in the sun, resting. And from there, you're going to be bringing a lot of information. One thing I do see, though, is your passion for nutrition. And the very first thing you showed me was a pitchfork. And that is was the sense of going out into the earth and gardening and growing and farmer markets and plugging into that community. And that looks like a definite direction for you to be a resource in nutrition in some manner that gives you joy and you feel wonderful at the end of the day in doing that work, whatever, however you create that work for yourself. And soulmate is right in there digging with you. So that's so you are creating someone who's very down home and has a lot of physical energy and is a passion for healthy life choices and also will go into the future with you with dreams of travel. So fabulous. Great. He's a good-looking man as well.
Right at the top of my list.
Oh, Lori, how do you feel?
Well, you know, it feels like validation. You know how you already sort of know, okay, this is going on. And I said to myself, business is moving slowly because you just retired. Maybe you should relax. And I think that's one of the first things that you said. So, yeah, very validating for me. Thank you.
So I just wanted to let our next caller know that they're next in line. It's 408-505. Lori, I'm going to sign off with you. Please continue to listen to the show. We'll hear one more caller, and then we're going to give Caressa a little two-minute break, and we'll be back in the studio. All right, caller 408-505, are you there?
Ah, you've got a lot going on. I'll go ahead and take a deep breath. Yeah, yeah. Right now you are speaking to me, just so you know, in spirit. And just by opening yourself up to your question and in communication, you're giving yourself a huge healing right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Anyways,
no apologies necessary at all. This is peeling the onion.
No, the thing is, we are putting our life saving on a big project right now. I need to know if you're doing the right thing. This has been going on, but we need to, you know, find the papers and everything. Should we trust this person?
You and your husband are involved in a large project that's been going on for a long time. And you're about to sign some papers, financial support. So you're putting your heart and soul into a dream. And you're shaking at the threshold. All of us would before stepping into getting that dream into to be manifested. You're going through a tunnel right now that is a temporary stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hearing. At the end is a huge light. That project is well grounded. There is there's one question I'm looking at is trusting your instincts to whom you are working with.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a question about that, which you're not stating. My feedback to you is gut. third chakra, solar plexus, trust your gut, trust your instincts around what your feelings are about this other, I don't know, because you haven't stated, I don't want to go too personal as well. That is your challenge and your lesson right now is to really be tuned in to, I use a mantra in my life of only love enters.
Mm-hmm.
So then I visualize only love enters into my world, into my realm. And so any vibration is like, oh, what is that? You know, and then I work with things. So if it's some, rather than go into judgment, if I have some doubt or questions, I really look to see, is this going to support and contribute to whatever I'm up to, a project such as yourself.
Okay.
And there's a ray of sunshine coming through. The project looks fabulous.
Okay, great.
And, yeah, I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, somehow it is. But I need to know, do we need to trust this person? There's a third party we need to, I need to know, do we need to trust this person and rely on him and let him to finish the project?
So if you wouldn't mind, I think this is very private and personal, so we should maybe address it in a reading, and you'll
okay.
have my information, because it's really relating to something deep and a core issue in you. I really want to give it the time that this deserves.
And I'm sure Caressa will agree with me. I really want to acknowledge and honor the courage it has taken to call in to request guidance for her consideration. And for our listeners out there, when you call in sometimes or you talk to someone, it's such a big step for you. And sometimes you have an expression of that big step. Sometimes you feel joy. Sometimes you feel tears. Sometimes you feel afraid. But the main thing is to acknowledge yourself that you're really stepping into your power. And don't be afraid of a few tears. Don't be afraid of a little laughter. Don't be afraid of a little bit of fear. And just say to yourself, I've done it. I'm doing it. And know that you are entering a safe and sacred space where you can share freely as appropriate. So anything to add to that, Caressa?
Beautifully stated. That is just so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I think it's called the voice of experience because we've all been there.
Exactly. Exactly.
What I'd love to do is give Caressa a little tiny break, and while she's having a break, we're going to listen to the Creative Island. Listen to the words, and then we'll be right back. We still have a studio full of people.
Oh,
amazing.
That's fabulous.
A rock in a stream, we live in a painting, the island is shaped by what the wind sings. The salt of the earth is the lake at the heart of the island, portrayed by the tune played on your heartstrings. How to explain it is to feel it. If you feel it, you can hear it. You need to be here to feel it. Clouds, they are shaped by what the sea sings.
Yes.
You're back. I'm back. Did you like the song?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I love that song. Now, my question I'd like to ask you, because I get to ask questions too.
Oh, yay.
Is how does doing this work help you fulfill your life potential? Because you are giving so much to other people in a sacred and safe space.
In my life, I realized I have this gift, and I just didn't know what to do with it. Many, many friends had said, you have this gift, and till it became practical, trying to explain this. Now I feel I can give help people on their spiritual path and give greater meaning to them by giving them stepping stones to their dreams. And when I saw that I could do that, I felt the veils unlift between who I was before and now becoming more involved as a professional psychic. The gift that it gives me back, or that every day I get to meet a hero, it's so inspiring. There's so many amazing, fabulous people that I get to meet and help and hear their stories and then see them transpire and transform from a little seed of a dream to something that is occurring, manifesting. It's just amazing. I get just so inspired by the people and the courage that it takes just to be a human being and walk this planet.
As I heard you speak, what was coming to me as a source of inspiration is that you had to give yourself time to grow into your gift so that you could show up in a certain way to help people. And in doing that, the joy and fulfillment it brings you, it helps you too.
I do receive a healing when I am in communication with people. Mm-hmm. So at the same time that hopefully I'm helping them to receive a healing, I am receiving a healing as well.
Yeah. Very nice. Now what I'd like to do is let our caller 707-591 let you know that you're going to be live in 2 seconds. So we'd love to know your name and where you're calling from and your question for Caressa. So let's go to our caller 707-228. Hello, and who am I speaking to, please?
It's Kay.
Kay, and where are you calling from?
Sonoma.
Sonoma. And would you like to speak with Caressa today?
I would.
Okay, and you have a question?
I do. Hi, Caressa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just have a question. I've recently connected with somebody spiritually, energetically. He lives out of the area, and I'm just curious as to what our path might be.
Kay, you're showing me the image of two cranes, which is exciting, of life partners. And that you're both together. You're flying the skies. They're the visionary powers combined between the two of you are very powerful. You're matching each other at a perfect timing in sync. You both want to create some of the same things. You're nurturing at each other in doing so. Soulmates sometimes also bring to the foreground emotions that need to be healed. As usual, in human nature, there's some work to be done. And that's where I see you're sitting in some questions around the person. That's just to be seen of will love between you and love for self mine out the treasures of the soul and release the things that are not in service and contributing to spiritual growth.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so.
Okay.
It does.
Do you want to ask another quick question that kind of narrows it in?
I don't know. I have other questions I would like to ask you, but I don't know if I should ask on the air or if I should just ask you you know, I'll meet up with you at another time.
Perfect. We'll meet up at a different time. That would be awesome. I'd really appreciate that. Great. Thanks so much, Kay.
Carissa, it's Mildred Lynn back again.
Hi, Mildred. We did lose you for a second there.
Well, there's a reason that you lost me, and my co-hosts, John and Deb Carasella and Hi C. Luttimers, will laugh at this because I had myself on mute. My mic on mute, so I was having a great chat.
On conversation with yourself.
Great conversation.
Well, that's I'm glad you said that because I wanted to bring out one thing. One of the things I'm up to when I'm working with someone is self-talk. And the way we language things, words are so powerful. Dominique from Calistoga emailed a question, when will I find my new home? The first thing I would have her do is practice saying, I am finding my new home, so that it's in the positive and it is in the present moment and it's activated. In the self-talk part, that's a powerful way of changing how we language things. Example of that. The self-talk part is how we dialogue with ourselves, and you were having a wonderful conversation with you. Congratulations.
My favorite person, me.
Yay. And it is a time, I believe, that for more of us to pay attention to ourselves and self-care and loving ourselves and say, I love me. I love who I am. Notice when we have self-talk about I am ugly or the, you know, languaging in ourselves that's coming from shame or blame or even guilt, noticing that and allowing ourselves to give ourselves a break, so to speak, and be in the vibration of forgiveness.
Excellent guidance. Now, Carissa, we have two callers that have been on for the whole show.
Oh.
And it is, yes, and it is 12:30, so technically our show is over, but I'm wondering if you might be kind enough to take their calls. Hello there, and who's this? Lisa, and Lisa, where are you calling in from?
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa, and you would like to speak with Carissa.
Yes, I do.
Hi, Lisa.
My question is, my grandma passed several years ago, but my question is she okay? I know she had a very difficult passing, and I want to be sure that she, now that she's in the spiritual world, that she is doing okay, and she's not struggling with that, I guess, anymore.
She is doing fabulous. What is your grandmother's name?
Mildred.
Ah, another Mildred. Yes, she's doing fabulous. She's doing many of the things that when she wasn't able, when she lost her ability to think clearly.
Okay.
In the last phase, she's enjoying being able to do that again. Those are the images that I'm seeing. Playing cards. She was very bright. And bright light and bright in her mind. So she is not quite sure what she wants to do next. She has an eye on you, she says, to be a spiritual guidance in your life, if you'd like. She doesn't have any particular agenda. She wants you to be happy. So there's some more information. She would like for you to ask for more support. That's what her words are, ask for more support to get help around the house. You have children?
No, I don't have children.
Okay, so it's an image of just asking for more help then. And seek and you shall find from there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Listen to everybody. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa.
Hi there.
Hello.
My name is Amy.
Oh, hi, Amy. Thank you for calling in today. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Sebastopol.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. My question is, do relationships in past lives circulate in our present life? And if they do, most specifically, I'm wondering if I had relationships with my children in another life.
You have two children?
I do.
Mm-hmm. And the answer, we absolutely do circulate. We choose to come back together often. You have been with them before, similar family chart with you as the mother. Your daughter looks as if she was your sister or younger sister, so that she still had, you mothered her in that lifetime as well. And the reason that you came back, being that this isn't a whole family reading, the reason that you came back together was the sweetness that you had in the previous lifetime, and you wanted to come back together again, and also bring with you more of earthly delight, so to speak, more abundance, and so that you could all relax and have fun and play and have less of the struggle from the previous lifetime. So one of the things you might have experienced in this lifetime is being overly protective, or a better word would be wondering, you know, having worries about your children's health. And so that's being shifted. Your consciousness is being shifted to be able to just enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
And allow yourself not to worry so much and be their champion, you know, all along the way, with more, because you have access to more energy because you're not consumed in as many struggles and concerns. So this lifetime you get to just be there as cheering them on. There we go.
Okay.
Awesome children.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Amy. I'll be giving out my email is caressaderosa@comcast.net. And my website is empressreadings.com. So I hope to be in touch with you.
Caressa, could you just repeat that again for our listeners, please?
Sure. Caressa De Rosa, CaressaDeRosa. DaRoza at comcast.net, and my website is empressreadings.com. In there will be also a list of events, Songbird Healing Community Center. I'm a practitioner there offering psychic readings, energy work, and hypnotherapy. And if you went to their website, I'm actually the featured practitioner this month. And it's www.songbirdcenter.org. I'm doing a workshop there, which I'm excited about. What are you waiting for? So it will have some of the things that I was talking about to progress into the future, take steps backwards. How did you get to your desired outcome? And that is the third Tuesday. It's part of a series called Tools for Transformation I'm offering. And it's from 7 to 9 p.m. in the evening, third Tuesday of every month, this month being the 16th.
Excellent, Caressa. And for those listeners who are in the studio awaiting a reading, we'd love to do a reading, except we're out of time on Blog Talk Radio. So this is what I'm going to offer. Caressa, would you please come back again?
Absolutely. This has been tremendous fun, and you're delightful. And thank you to all those emailed questions, because the time just goes by so quickly. Also, am willing to honor if at a discounted rate for those who have waited patiently for a reading. If you mention the program, I will give you a discount on your reading.
Oh, that's very kind. So, Caressa, you have a wonderful day. You did a beautiful job. Thank you for our listeners who had a reading. Thank you so much for your courage. And we're going to sign off for today from Firefly Willow Lives. And we're going to feature a nice song from Newfoundland called Hope River Falls, written by Robert Cotter, to take you into the rest of your day. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us. This program was brought to you by Firefly Willows LIVE. We hope you enjoyed the show.